Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. Arms
out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. Brother. Welcome, party people, to Arms House to your mum's house. But this is a live episode. We are now on the YouTube live. I got my main man Theme here. What's up, man?
L-I-V-E.
Yeah.
Live in the Arms House, place to be.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just going now to the social media so I can share this live video so people can then join us. We're going to hang out just for a couple minutes while we see who joins us.
Your mum shared live videos, bruv.
Yeah, what, from her OnlyFans, bruv?
From her OnlyFans.
You get me. All right, here we go, live now. Also, this if this goes well... obviously there's going to be a visual element to it, like most of the podcast, but
shit,
you know, I will
I'll
upload the audio to you know, on our regular
YouTube
podcast.
And a thing.
No, not YouTube, I'm talking like on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all that, so people don't miss out. But obviously I'm going to entice you guys, if you are listening to this in the future. Sorry, Akit.
Oh, Akit,
I'm sorry, mate.
Okay.
But I want to entice you guys to come.
Proper fucked off with that, bro.
Yeah, I want you guys to come over to the YouTube just for this episode. And also, again, apologies for last week. The Dungeons and Dragons episode was a dope one. And but Talal
fucking didn't film it. You nuts! You nuts, Talal! You fucking idiot!
Because he was dungeon mastering, he set up the Zencaster, the app that we use to record the podcast, and he only recorded the audio, because when he does the Alexi Sale podcast, they don't do video, they only do audio. So he just had it set up on his laptop the way he has it set up. So he just didn't think twice about it, man.
I saw you yesterday in your waistcoat with your belly out, basically scratching your nipples on fucking... What were you doing? Make the... what's it called?
Don't judge a record
by its cover.
Yeah, we filmed a new episode yesterday over at Tarbush Records. All right, we got three people in here. Let's see if we get some
Talal,
more people.
Man. Talal, you didn't even press record. Fuck!
Idiot.
The basic first button of all fucking recording
and
knowledge.
He's supposed to be fucking
the
producer. Yeah, the boss man producer, and
that
he forgot
producer,
the
man.
Ultimate thing to press the record button on the video.
Yellow, can't do that.
But anyway, it's all good. He did feel very remorseful afterwards. But, you know, what can you do? What's done is done. Ah, we have Moxitron in the place. What's going on, my brother?
Big up the Moxitron.
Yes. All right. So, we're going to wait. We don't have to wait. What have you been up to then, Themos,
man? What do you
mean
I have to wait? Fuck it. I'm not fucking waiting for any fucking Instagram cunts to join the fucking chat. We're having a fucking chat, bruv!
Yeah, go on then, man. You said you've had an eventful week or something, man. I mean, you know, I don't know.
No.
What's been going on?
Oh, mate. I'm just dead. From work. Dead from fucking work. Dead from fucking work. But I'll tell you what did happen.
What?
That writer that we were dissing. Well, listen, we weren't dissing this geezer, yeah? I want to put it out there now.
Yeah.
Talal brought him up on the fucking... any idea this geezer was coming into the show.
Yeah, no, of course.
Just said, oh, someone's done some graphics on my house. But it turns out this geezer is Jobs. You know Jobs reached out to me.
Oh, yeah.
The writer has all the tattoos.
Yeah, Jobs, of course.
On.
Yeah.
Jobsy, bruv.
Big man.
Bro! He said that's their crew, RZ.
No way, Raping Zebra.
Yeah, that's their crew. That's all like their brethren, all of them that write and don't write and have, you know, affiliated with the tattoo shop and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And people who do write as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's like, bruv, that's our fucking crew. And he's like, bruv, Seed is not someone you would want to fuck with, but you know what I mean? I was like, oh, God.
Well, even Talal said he saw him do it. Remember Talal
said that? Yeah, he said he saw him and he didn't say anything.
Yeah, he was like, there's no way I was chatting to that guy. Because, you know, he's shouting at the kids, going, oh, you kids, don't make me come down there. And he was like, no way when he saw that, bro, man. No way.
And I'm having like a fucking morning squeeze before work. Go on Instagram, have a look at the messages and shit. And I see that one because he must have sent it well late. I mean, I'm getting up early for work and I was fucking having a morning squeeze reading that, thinking, fuck it, no. Geezer's not someone you want to fuck with.
Well, listen, man.
I can't even remember what I said. Raping Zebra's crew or something, bro.
But what does it stand for then? What does RZ stand for then if it doesn't mean that?
I don't know, bro. Well, man, I did actually.
It must have told you. Look it up.
I think I asked him, like, give me some real names.
Yeah.
Reloading Zeds, Romeo Zulu. You know what I mean? It's like a crew. It's like a crew of all their brethren and stuff.
Yeah.
Peckham, well, not Peckham, but that's why I'm playing that Peckham tune, bruv.
Yeah.
Because you can't just do a podcast. It's still to, and what I'm glad about is still to this day.
Yeah.
You can say Peckham in the wrong way and get in trouble, even from miles away on a fucking WhatsApp that no one sees. You know what I mean? A WhatsApp, a fucking podcast, bruv. Just called Arms House to Your Mum's House, a fucking WhatsApp.
Man. Yeah, it's mad. But yo, so I think that's a good time to go into your tune now, man.
That's what I'm saying. You wanted me to link it into the blood clot tune. I'm thinking, fucking hell, you don't talk about Peckham still. Uh oh.
Yo, Peckham.
My camera just went out.
Is it? No, you're good. You're still there.
Yeah.
All right, so let's try this out. This is all new technology, guys. I'm trying to share the screen so we can watch this video and hear the music as we go. All right, yeah, there we go. You can see it. Can you hear it, though?
Nah, I'm in this bitch. Yeah.
No.
Born in this shit, been a nar my whole life. Been jailed twice, no common both times. Niggas do whole shit, I don't know why. You die faster when you play both sides. You can't talk Raping for me, so I speak myself. Time to treat mum, I always treat myself. If I could be anyone, I'd still be myself. I just need them M's so I could be myself. Whoa, I tell my youngers don't be over small shit. They're still killing bullshit. There's probably a youth they went to school with. Their mums was good friends into this booth. Self-made hood niggas sipping Bel Air. I'm good in the hood, these niggas living in fear. For real though, I wish all my niggas was here. Apart from my fans, I feel like nobody cares.
Okay, I'm too hard for TV. Nah, I mean I'm too numb for TV. I hear them saying that I ain't outside, but if you got a problem with them Peckham boys, I can't lie, you definitely see me. Front line up to Cracker Jack, Jake to the sweeper, no switch. They thought we wouldn't bounce back from that, but we did, and we made the block live. They ain't show us some respect, so I made the squad ride. Terms got smoked, a part of the block died. I ain't get that, get back, but you know your boy tried. Countless times where I could've got life. Free bro out that hole, because he doing 25. Old gang need the pills, I keep telling them apply. But shit get real when they get denied and they on their first strike. I don't see mothers cry. See niggas make a killing and they can't read or write.
This shit real, blood, let's kill or be killed. Where I'm from, even the killers get killed. I'm just keeping it real. These new youths will never know how it feels. They dipping niggas down like they don't know how to drink. Whoa, bro, 6 feet, that's why we got these big heats. They're ugly with long noses and big.
Yo, I like that shit.
Yeah, that was a nice beat, man, I gotta say.
That I
was
like
a
nice, that shit, man, nice but beat. I love the way they both ride it, man. I didn't know there was a YouTube video for that, bruv.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I just caught it on. I've never seen that before, bro.
I was just thinking now as well. People listening live, because we're live. You can suggest a song for us to listen to, and you could also send me via the Instagram DMs. Arms House to Your Mum's House Pod. The link is below. You can
Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Yeah, I don't have that button because we're not using the other app. We're using the YouTube Live right now. I could have had it on my MPs. Anyway. You could send us sketches of your graph. DM us pictures of your graph and we'll react to it right now.
Of your boog graph.
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple to go through anyway.
Boog stinking graph.
But if you got a song you want us to listen to, now, you know what?
Your
now's a good time.
Your graph.
I'll pick one at random. Yeah, I mean. But I'm trying to think what's been happening with me, man, this week, man. I've written a few things down.
Oh, bruv!
What?
Fucking hell!
What, man?
Oh, wait. The debug thing, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go on.
When the garage tunes came on, yeah, and a couple of people arrived, walked in.
Oh, mate.
It was basically just like jazz and Akit and people like that dancing. Oh, they've just thought of another thing. Yeah, about that stinky bird, bro. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking
of. Look at that and that beatboxing geezer.
Oh, shit. Oh, yo, listen. All right. Wait, you can go into it, but let's just big up Debug. Yeah. Who the fuck is big Arthur? Big up Debug. He did his opening night exhibition at Camden Open Air Gallery. It was fucking wicked turnout. Amazing artwork. He asked me to come down, play some records. You know what I mean?
He sold like over half of it already, you know?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, I saw that. Big up Alex Sessions.
I've selling half of that already, mate, in 5 minutes.
Incredible.
Bosh.
Incredible stuff, man. Salute to Debug.
Loads of writers outside and in, like, during the whole thing, you know what I mean? People inside, people outside. And then eventually, like, blatantly, it just starts getting battered. Do you know what I mean? It's
so, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And then the later it got, people just doing dubs outside.
Yo, we were just bombing everything. Bareface, man. But they got to expect that, man. And it's Camden.
And it doesn't really matter, man, because it's Camden. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Exactly. There's mad crackheads in the area. But when we were there, Theme, what was you going to mention? Because I can't remember what you were going to say.
Bruv. So the garage comes on, yeah?
Yeah.
And these couple of geezers walk in. And remember this dark-skinned dude, quite short. And because I was bigging up the garage next to that DJ, I was like, yeah, it's fucking that picture, whatever I was doing.
Yeah.
Because he was playing some bangers that gig. Yeah. He was playing.
Alex Session.
Big him up, bruv. This geezer just said, oh, what, do you know about Mudfam? Yeah, and I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. He's playing some garage tunes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, so I'm like, yeah, I know about Mudfam. You know what I mean? And just like trying to concentrate on not him.
Yeah.
And he's like, because he's like, do you know about Mudfam? I'm original. He goes, the geezer goes, I'm original Mudfam, yeah. And I'm literally walking away because I mean, he's been chatting. One of those geezers like chatting in your ear, like,
yeah.
I start walking away. And I just, it was like a moment when he goes, I'm original Mudfam. I'm in the Mudfam. Yeah. I was in Mudfam. Yeah.
Yeah.
I stopped and I looked at him and I thought, what the fuck? And then I had to look at him closely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a triple check. I'm like, yo. This geezer is not. And I said, you what? You're in Mudfam? He's like, yeah. Oh, and he's like, yeah, skinny man, Mongo, all these labeling all these heads.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, sweet. Yeah, because I was chatting to Mongo like 10 minutes before. So I was like, yo, well, let me take a photo for me and you. I'll send it to Mongo now.
Yeah.
Geezer's face just dropped. I got to send you the photo because I took the photo with this geezer. Yeah, it's probably one of them ones.
I remember meeting him now. You mentioned it. You were talking about Mudfam and stuff. I was like, all right.
And I said, well, you're in Mudfam. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I'm in it, bruv. I'm an original person. Like, they all know me. I was in it. They all know me, bruv. You know what I mean? I was in it, bruv. Trust me. If you know any of them, man, you know them, man. He was talking like that. Like, if them know, they know me, bruv. I'm in it, bruv. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Took the photo and sent it to Mongo. And I just said, is there any chance this geezer was anything?
Yeah. You're checking his credibility. And what did Mongo say?
I got to see the messages from Mongo.
I bet you as well. When you're in a crew like that, man, whether it's Task Force, whether it's Mudfam, whether it's... you know, I'm sure even Wu-Tang Clan, there must be thousands of people around the world going, I'm Wu-Tang, man. I'm official Wu-Tang. I know RZA. RZA's my uncle's cousin's brother's sister.
But this is the wrong one. This is Camden and he's talking about Mudfam.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's in it, bruv.
I bet you everyone...
To my face in Camden, but he's not. He's being serious. You're not listening to what I'm saying, bro. I took the photo.
Yeah.
I said, you're in Mudfam. He's like, yeah. I was in it. You can ask anyone, man.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Jokes, man. And then later on, we just start smelling piss inside the venue, yeah?
Rough.
We're playing records. I just smell like... It just smelled like piss, yeah? I was like, what the fuck is that smell? And there's this girl coming up to me going, hey, do these decks... because I was playing records, yeah, on vinyl, and she was leaning over going, hey, like, I got tractor, I could plug it in.
No, you were playing, yeah, and I was standing next to you. Before she was doing that, I was standing on the left, like, just at the DJ box, and thinking, right, because she wasn't normal. Straight away, what she was doing wasn't normal. And I'm looking at her thinking, what the fuck, like, her, everything about her, yeah?
Yeah.
She starts like taking, like coming mad and mad closer to the decks until she's peering over the decks like
exactly.
Over the side of the thing. And I'm thinking, like, I'm thinking, what the fuck is this bird doing? I'm thinking she must be on like one of those like fucking sound engineer courses and she's like trying to properly on it, you know what I mean? Like, look at me, I'm gonna tell you some fucking advice.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, what the, like, why would you get that close? And then comes out the booth, goes round you like that, and goes to closer to you, but then on the other side of the wood, and the whole thing just stinks.
She had a trail of, like, I don't know what the fuck she was bathing in earlier that day, man.
But she wasn't homeless, that bird, bro.
Fuck knows, man, but she,
I don't, you know what I mean?
Had no self-awareness, man, because that girl stunk, yeah? And then I'm like, yo, I couldn't work it. I didn't know it was her straight off the bat. I was like, no way. You know what I mean? And then she was just going, I'll plug my tractor in. I'll plug.
Yeah, she was yupsing you about electronics.
And I was like, at first I'm entertaining her going, oh, you know, like, this is Arthur, my mate's thing. You know what I mean? He's asked me to play records. I'm using vinyl. You know what I mean? You can't plug it in, you know? And she's like, no, but I can plug my tractor in. I can plug it in. I'm like, yeah, but you know, I'm playing and then Alex Sessions playing, you know what I mean? Like, please just enjoy the art. Like, you know, I'm like basically telling the fuck off, but in a nice way.
I'm the DJ for tonight. Do one. That's what you need to say, isn't it?
No, but then she kept going as if she wasn't hearing me speak. And so in the end, I was just going, no, no. And then every time she's, oh, but I can plug up. No. Oh, but you know, I can plug that in. No, like that, yeah. Until she fucking got the message and fucked off, man.
What
and
was she trying to plug in, bruv? Because she kept on talking about plugging something in.
Yeah, she wanted to. The tractor is like Serato. It's a thing where you can plug it in and play tunes off your laptop in the sound system. I'm just like, just get the fuck away from me, man. And then we realize it's her who stinks, yeah? Because everywhere she went, everyone was like, yo, what is that smell? And then finally, I think Arthur came up to me and was like, what is that stink? And I was like, it's that girl, man. And then they walked her out, man. They were like, sorry, mate, it's a private event. You got to get out of here. And they walked her out. And finally, everyone could breathe, man. You know what I mean?
Nah, that smell lingered. That was like a smell of like piss and like just general unwashed, rank gash,
rank
flaky skin, dusty hair, fucking.
I still would, though. I still would.
No way, man. Fucking hell, bro.
I'm just kidding.
You're not going to be stinking for the rest of your life.
Yeah. You know what?
Stinking, bro.
Themos,
let's... It with bleach, bro. You're making me sick.
Let's try this out. Someone in the chat just now, JT, has suggested a song for us to listen to. It's a French song. PNL de Frères. What does that mean? Du Frères.
Where are you seeing this shit, man? I don't see any of this shit.
It's on the chat, right in front of you on the right, by JT. So let's give it a listen, yeah? Let's see if it's any good. Theme, you just tell me.
Two brothers.
Two brothers. Du Frères.
It's 12, I think.
Oh, 12 brothers. Okay, look, I'm going to play a little bit of it. And then you can, if you want it to stop, you just, you know, give me the cut thing and I'll stop it playing, okay? But let's give it a show, a try, yeah? Let's go.
De faux, le M.
That's enough of that. I don't know. I wasn't blown away. The video looks sick. Like, really high production value on the video. They're obviously...
You never like music like that, man.
No,
you
I
never
do.
Like that kind of tune. There's no way you're going to like a tune like that with that kind of vibe.
No, man. I like some songs like that. Like, for example, you know, like that Wretch 32 song that you played. I've listened
to it a couple
times.
That's a driving tune on the motorway.
Yeah.
For me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nighttime Bear in the speaker. In the car, nice sound, cruising, bruv, to that kind of tune there, bruv. And when it sounds, even when it's, you know, when it's in French or fucking Spanish, kind of, it's even a little bit better, I think. But I like that tune there, man.
Oh, you liked it? Okay, cool. Sweet. You never heard of PNL then?
No, I can't say. I was just looking about them now.
Big up JT.
I didn't know what the real name is.
Maybe other
Pied
people.
Pied Noir.
Maybe there'll be other people in the chat suggesting songs. Big up Kuzop, whatever your name is. Pitch 92, Under the Sun. Maybe we'll listen to that later. What should we do? One graffiti sketch now. We'll do another one later. Yeah, I'm just trying out this technology. I'm just, you know, trying out the old techers. All right, here we go. Let's start off with this one here. Oh, fuck off. Oh, there we go. Boom. Bam. Can you see that? Yeah, there we are.
Where is that?
No, so, okay, the one we're looking at here is the Icky one. I-C-K-Y. Not the two on the right. Okay?
Where is it?
Oh, can you not see it? It's on the screen right in front
of you. Where's the fucking graph, mate? Where's the fucking graph from?
I don't fucking know, man. He didn't give me a fucking location of
where. Who's that there? Does that say mine underneath? I'm trying to see if I recognize this shit. It looks
mine on
it
the left.
A bit local, bruv. It looked a bit local. That P there, I recognize that. That's all.
Yeah. Oh shit. There's people outside making noise. Let me close my window, man.
Yella.
Yella.
Hush him out. We're trying to make a podcast up in here.
So here's a dude who writes Icky, I-C-K-Y. I'm seeing influences, people that influenced him. Local London writers. Definitely I see a bit of, what was it, the guy who writes Tical. Remember Tical, T-I-C-A-L.
Yeah.
It looks kind of, I'm getting influence from that. I'm also getting influence, a little bit of Take in there. You know what I mean? A
little bit of SB in there, bro.
A little bit of SB in there. Yeah,
that's
I can
SB.
See. Yeah, and like, you know, obviously DDS influence as well to a certain degree, man. All right, bruv.
Calm down, bruv.
Obviously it's up. It's on a brick wall with a fence in front of it, and then the train tracks in front of that. You know, so he's done a. It's a track side. So props. You know what I mean? Instant props. It's on a track side. Boom. If I want to nitpick at it now, yeah, style-wise, I think it's cool. It's like a proper grimy London style. I do like that, and I get that aesthetic. You know what I mean? Does that make sense, Dean? Or am I just using Ponzi language now here to describe just like a bit of graph on a wall, man? It's a dub, by the way.
It's a fucking dub doing damage on a bit of wall, graph.
Exactly. But you know, the cracks are a bit too dusty. They look a bit shitty. The cracks and the Y, man. The Y is too skinny in those bits, man. It's way too skinny. I kind of like the style of the Y, but it's a bit too skinny in the middle. You know those middle bits. But other than that, you know, it's up. I got no complaints really, to be honest.
Oh, what the tiny little bit in the Y.
You know, yeah, like the bits with, yeah.
I like the K like, though, man. I like the K.
K is cool. K is cool. Yeah.
There's a joke bit of graph, but what it looks like it's high up though, bruv.
Well, he blatantly was standing on that fence bit, maybe, man.
No, that fence is bending towards you, I think.
Yeah.
Because if he's standing on that fence, then more props to him, is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, he must have been walked along the fence, but like not on the barbed wire bit, on the fence, top of the fence bit, and then got up there, man. I mean, I'm assuming how else is he going to get up there?
But
that makes sense to
me.
You
know what I mean? Well, they might have put that fence there later, I don't know. But it's a good reach, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Look, someone in the chat is saying, the message I put in the YouTube chat didn't pop up on the screen. What's going on? It's about my song music video. Okay, Mr. Sharegold. If you're trying to share a link, maybe the link didn't pop up. But if you send it to me on Instagram in the DMs, then I will send it through. But I tell you what would make it more easier for me is if you...
Maddie, stop fucking chatting to them man there, man. We're running the fucking podcast, bruv.
All right, okay. I want to play his tunes, though. He wants to send us a tune to play.
Yeah, just send it to the... What, send to the tune?
Send the tune to the Tarbush Records Instagram if you can, Shergol, because he follows the Tarbush Records, and I got that on my laptop already.
You get me.
All right. Okay,
He's a regular.
He's a reggers, an old reggers. Okay, so that's enough of Icky. Thank you for sending that in, brother. Much props to you. We got a couple more sketches to do later on as well. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. I wanted to say as well, man. Oh, yeah. Another thing that happened at Debug's thing. I forgot. So I'm DJing. I'm playing records, yeah? And there's a couple, you know, there was an open mic bit. You know what I mean? You didn't want to get on the mic. Whatever, yeah? And I'm just kidding, theme. And then, so there was a couple heads rapping. And then this guy taps me on the shoulder. He goes, yeah. He goes, yo, man, I'm mixed with Debug and I'm a beatboxer, yeah? He goes, I'm going to do a little showcase kind of thing, yeah? And I was like, all right, yeah, cool, whatever. And he's like, I brought my own mic. He had his own mic in like a case and shit, yeah? And he was like, yeah, I'm a professional. I was like, yeah, cool, whatever, you know what I mean? It's all good. And then he, boom, he does
the thing.
He's
saying I'm a professional? No, he wasn't saying.
Yeah, some shit. I did. He said something along those lines, man. He's like, look,
get
like,
out of the way. Maybe I'm a professional.
I think maybe because I gave him a weird look. You know what I mean? He was like, he was asking me about people, and I probably was looking at him going like, nah, about to fob him off. And then he was like, nah, man, I know what I'm doing kind of thing. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. It's like open mic time, so no problem. So he plugs his mics in, he does the thing, and then he goes off on the beatbox thing, and he's pretty good, man. He's pretty dope. Hmm. Remember, he did all right, man.
Yeah.
And so he did that for about 10 minutes or so, you know what I mean? Boom, boom, boom. And then you know, then he, boom, unplugged it. He was like, okay, I'm off, man.
He did drop a couple of bangers in there.
He was really good. And then he was like, yeah, safe, I'm off. And then before he left, he dropped me a couple stickers. Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's me, like that, yeah. And then he just disappeared. He didn't hang around or anything, yeah. And so I'm setting up my records, playing records again. Then I look at the sticker, and it turns out it was the dude that we took the mick out of a little bit here on the podcast. The guy who unfollowed us. Yeah, remember I was... And I unfollowed him because he was posting videos of his mouth beatboxing. Like, and I was freaking out.
But he got in touch and said, why did you unfollow me? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Never, bro. You can't be going around saying that.
It was well funny, man. I was like, oh, shit, it was that dude, man. But anyway, he didn't say anything.
And you followed him because he was like, he was lip-syncing the camera. Exactly. You know what I mean? Upside down. And they were like, we don't need that, bro.
Exactly. That was hilarious, man. Look, someone's asking in the chat about Miss Chinchilla, man. What are you thinking? What happened?
Chinchilla's out of the game, bro.
Is she out of the game?
Lots of people have been asking me about Miss Chinchilla, bro.
Right.
She got fired by text and never came back.
She's called Bear Grief
since then, bruv. Bear mistakes that I've had to try and fix. Fucking my work at the moment, bruv, is just, I'm like fireman, bruv, just putting out fires all day.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are fucking ridiculous, bruv.
Well, is it just due to people being stupid or just, you know?
The geezer who used to run the place got nicked. You know what I mean?
Shit.
That's why they employed me, bruv, because he was just doing what he wants, bruv. Doing what he wants, this geezer, yeah? What he wants.
Damn.
And some of the stuff I have to deal with now, the clients are saying, look, they're basically saying, but how did I get in this position in the first place? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, yeah, I've only been here, like 6 weeks. Like, allow me, bro. But I can't say that. I'm like,
no, yeah.
And they're like, nah, what do you mean we haven't got this and this and this and this? And I'm like, bro, okay, no. Like, bro. It is a mess.
Jesus.
And he's getting charged, this geezer, for fraud. Wow. This geezer, bruv. So you just run, in this department, yeah, just run all the money.
Yeah. Oh,
and
shit.
And so they're like getting cleaners for different fucking places and shit, yeah, just for one example, yeah.
Mm.
And he's like, they're running the bill for it. So he just goes, oh, yeah, there's this other yard, yeah? It's called rare. And it's just where he lives, bruv, yeah? He's had the geezer. Not the geezer, like the whole professional clean going in every, like, month in his yard, never paid for it for, like, 3 years. That's like a minor thing he's done. Yeah? This geezer just did what he wants. Some of the stuff that's happening to me now. Fucking hell, bruv.
Jeez. All right, listen. Themos.
Fucking hell, bruv.
Yeah.
People screaming at me from Australia. Yeah, I got this bird from on Australia. I don't fucking give a fucking shit, mate. Like going mental.
Damn.
She's in Gibraltar, phoning me from. She's Australian in Gibraltar, phoning me from there. Yeah, just going fucking militant. And I've got the other person on the line, fucking Malaysia. Yeah, and I'm thinking,
Jesus.
And they're both going Millie, bruv, at the same time.
Wow.
And there's nothing I can do because everything they're saying is right. Like, this geezer just did what he wanted. He fucking like, took loads of, you know what I mean? He's done what he wants.
Surely, and I'm out here trying to fix it. Yeah, he's not involved anymore. He's getting Nick. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, but
I'm taking over.
He owes them bare peas. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay, peas. That's crazy, man. Yeah, yeah, that's fucked up. That's messed up. But you know what? You just reminded me because at the gallery, obviously, we ship art across the world as well. People order like art stuff online, or tourists come in and they buy a big piece of art and then they go home and I got to ship it to them in America and fucking wherever they might be. And it's a fucking
big J-Mo,
boy,
big J Mo.
You know what I mean? Well, we got big some peeps J-Mo in the chat. Big up, people, man. Big up, J Mo, man. Salute, salute. Listen, this chap in the chat. James, Mr. Shergold, he sent us one of his songs. Should we give it a listen, man? Let's react to one of his themes already.
You got to stop saying chap, bruv. You can't be saying chaps in the chats, bruv. That's
I'm
like
saying chaps.
Miracle, bruv. If you want to use chaps, yeah, you use gents.
All right, gents. this gent.
You're like, all right, hello, gents. You know, I mean, you never say, like, hello, chaps. Can I, you know what I mean? Amazing, but you're like, nah.
Yeah, I'm kind of saying it a little bit ironically. I mean, I don't really talk like that, you know what I mean? But it's.
No, I've been noticed you've been saying chaps.
I do say chaps. Yeah, why not?
On the pod, you say chaps. This chap and that chap, bun your chaps.
So you only say chaps when it's cold. You go, fucking hell, it's chaps, bruv.
Fucking hell, it's chaps, bruv.
Yeah. All right, okay, so we're going to listen to this. This is by Sherg. It's a track called Control, produced by Tokmo. So I guess Sherg is the MC on this one.
Wait, what's it called again?
Control. All right, you ready?
So what is it? An MC?
I guess Sherg is an MC, and this is produced by a guy called Tokmo. I don't know, man. Let's listen to it.
No, man, you're guessing until you guess.
Oh, there's a proper music video. Easy.
Yo, I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been feeling low, moving slow, losing hope. My mind wants to roam somewhere nice with a view. Me and you, let's roll the dice. Sunshine, breeze, ease. Good meals in Greece, leather seats in the E30. Love you since I was 13. Being with you's like the dream, baby, don't hurt me. Drinking way too much, clutch, accelerate. Got a lot on the plate, eating Sainsbury's steak. But I want lobster, man, give me that break. You dig the way I diddy, but you beat that. Louis mink furs for my baby, cause you drive me crazy. I've been getting way.
Yo, this is alright, bro.
Self-medicating. I know I'm wise, I gotta stop. But like Chief Keef said, man, I hate being sober. Ever since I was a stoner, I've been like, fuck this, let's get fucked. But man, that got me fucked up. So I gotta get out of this rut. I gotta get out of this rut. Check. Yo, I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control. I've been trying to find where to go in my mind. Sometimes I lose control.
Model music. Come on,
shit. Yo, what's
that track? And let's go like that. What? Yo, you know
we
don't stop.
Nice.
Yeah, big up old Sherg.
Yo, that's nice, man. That is nice, man. And he was spitting.
Yeah,
he can spit.
It was nice.
And he doesn't give a shit. He changes up the delivery sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Completely different rhyme scheme in the next one, but he's changed up the rhyme style in it. And he doesn't give a shit. And it makes, I love it when it's like that, man.
Yeah, man. And also, he's talking about, you know, he's talking about shit, you know, stressing him and like, but also cool shit. And like, I wouldn't call that chip on the shoulder rap.
No, man, that was hip-hop.
He was chilling, nice. You know what I mean? And the beat was real nice. Whoever Tokmo is, that was a nice beat, man. So, props to Shug, man.
On my phone, man. What the?
Look, I need to get a pen and a paper. I got a pen here.
Shug is spelled S-H-E-R-G for the people listening, man. All right, go check him out. Is it all available on Spotify and all that stuff? Let us know, man.
What a G. And what was the tune called?
I'm writing it.
Control. It was called Control. Yeah, it's just about life, yo. Nah, big up Shug, man. That was dope, man. Send me some other stuff. Not to play today, but just, you know, send me some stuff, man. I'd love to check out your ish, yo.
That was a big tune.
But now, theme, I want to take it into a plot. Like, I just want to say a big writer passed away. Well, he was big back in the day. He's been going through a lot of shit. He was in VFL Crew.
He was big as a style master.
That's the thing, style master, man. Yo, that's big up, thing, man.
Dude was an artist.
Devise VFL, man. I'm sure a lot of you have seen people posting up pics of his stuff, but you know what? Like, he was kind of under the radar for many years now, man. But we all kind of, he poked his head out every now and again. He was going through a lot of mental health issues. He was also, you know, going through drug issues as well and stuff like that. So he's been going through a lot of shit. But his style back in the day, can I bring up a picture? I did a little dedication piece for him after work when I found out. And I emulated one of the pieces that he did back in 1993. Yeah. Let me show you.
Oh, there was some great photos going about, man.
There was some really cool ones. I wish I was
going about.
It was photo, there's all the photos that everyone's seen 100 times. And then there was one or two that I was like, fucking hell, I ain't seen that. I haven't seen a photo of that for ages.
Yeah.
And he's when like he used to go around those areas, brother, he was just burning it.
Yeah, and he was a proper West there was London one
between, someone posted one between, maybe it was in those arches between Turnham Green and whatever it is, outside Turnham Green.
And that's another cool thing. A lot of the people posted pictures.
Bottom up from then. I hadn't seen it for ages.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff people are posting, it's all from around West London, you know what I mean? I don't think he really ventured much out of West London. I'm sure he did a bit, but he was focused on West London. So now I've got on the screen, the piece above.
See that reach? You see the reach in the bottom of his E, bruv?
Yeah. The 1993. Oh, no, you mean the Devise one. Yeah, sick. I tried to copy it. You see above? I tried to emulate it, but I didn't quite catch it. But
you see the style just of his little heart underneath his Devise reach, and the style of his is better just in that little heart, the way it swags out of it. Yeah. Just little. Bro, he was sick, bro.
Yeah, this was done. Yeah, so J-Mo knows.
Especially, I grew up around that.
Yeah, exactly.
Around Devise. Like all around the same areas where he went to the, you know, I'm fucking hell, bro.
Yeah.
There was some wicked graph back then, man. I'm not, you know, it's not like old year just because it was back in the day. But there was some wicked graph back in the day.
Some ill styles being done, man. Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out.
When people do a piece now on the train, like even people I rate, like I rate them heavily. And I see it, if it's on a panel or whatever, man, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, people go to Germany or something to paint a train. I'm talking about them ones, not London Underground, because they're so old they can't get Nick Rarer, and they do, and then they show it to me and I'm like, bruv, I don't never say to them, I'm just like, bruv, I wish you would do a fucking like late 90s thing there instead of whatever this is you've just done. It's decent, it's brilliant, I'm talking about like massive writers and I was just about to say, no man, please just don't do that.
Yeah, man. Even Devise, I tell you what, last time I saw him was about, it was, you know, after the, well, during the pandemic, but like it was like in 2021. So it was a couple years ago. And we went down to Dogshit Park, yeah, not too far away.
Dogshit Park, bro. Dogshit Park!
Yeah. And in wherever that is, yeah, Chiswick, whatever. And it was me, him, and Craze CBM. Salute Craze, man. And he just told me, because Tom Devise, you know, he was going through shit, so he couldn't really go out anywhere, whatever. He couldn't really travel too far. So they went down Dogshit Park. It's not a legal place to paint, but, you know, no one gives a shit down there. The
back door. Dude, what are you talking about?
Well, we'll check this out. Theme.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Well, let me just say what happened.
During the daytime.
Yeah, I know.
They're going to fucking beat it.
So check this out. Yeah.
You can't do that, bro.
This is in the middle of...
I remember finding you and go, what do you mean you're going Dogshit Park? Because I grew up playing football in Dogshit Park. And yeah. I know it fucking well. I'm like, what do you mean you're in Dogshit Park in the fucking daytime, bro?
Well, exactly. You were right.
Walk their dogs there and shit. You know what I mean? There's a kid's playground next to it and stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're right, man.
Just
going to
turn up and just do fucking pieces on the wall.
Well, there was a couple of bits of graph on there, but yeah, exactly. No, you're 100% right, theme. Yeah, but those, I thought the same thing.
All that graph got done in the nighttime.
Yeah, but anyway.
Bruv, do you know how many times I've painted Dogshit Park, bruv? Bruv, do you remember when I painted my dub, my first ever cane dub?
Yeah.
And when I stepped back, it was in 1S.
Yeah, you said, yeah.
That was Dogshit Park, bruv.
Yeah, exactly.
On the other side.
No, exactly, Dogshit, man. Park, bruv. I know you know the place park. Well. But anyway, them lot, when Craze told me I'm painting down there with Devise, I was like, no way, Devise is back out. You know what I mean? Like, it was like a, you know, like a Sasquatch sighting, you know, like seeing the Bigfoot, you know what I mean? It was like, oh shit. Yeah. So I had to come down just to see him and you know, paint with him and shit, man. So I was like, fuck it. So I turned up. I was like, you sure it's cool to paint there? They were like, yeah, no one really cares, whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm trying to finish my piece quickly. And then we turn around, and then this family were in there, a guy and his
Who
son.
Was it? Tom said that no one really cares.
No.
It was just like, yeah, all right, this.
To be honest, it was crazy. Tom wasn't really talking much, man. Like I said, he was, you know, he was quite a quiet dude, man. And so we turn around, there's a guy and his son playing football, and then obviously the mum is there with him. Yeah, and the guy and the son don't give a shit. They're just kicking the football around, yeah? But
that's
the wife,
what I'm talking about. You're just there painting in the fucking... The mom, kids play football and shit with their dad.
The mom just looked like the biggest Karen you've ever seen in your life. She was like, you could see the scowl on her face and pointing at us and talking to her husband. And her husband didn't give it. I could see he wasn't even listening to it. He's going, yeah, yeah, whatever, just playing football. And then the mom, she was talking, doing all this stuff. And then she just starts walking off. Yeah, like in a walk, you know, those types of walks where I'm going to do something.
I'm
going to
do something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm off to do something right now and I'm going to leave him here.
Yeah, and so I went straight to Craze and I was like, bro, she's gone to call the feds, man. 100% she's gone to call the police. And he's like, nah, no way she wouldn't. And I'm like, I'm telling you, man, like I could tell just from the way she was looking at us. And so anyway, so
you were halfway into your pieces, no?
Yeah, yeah. I hadn't even, you know, I think I'd filled in my piece, but I hadn't outlined it or anything. So I jog over to the guy who's playing with his kid still. And I go to him, hey man, you're right. And he's like, yeah, yeah, all good. And I was like, she's gone to call the police, hasn't she? Yeah. And he's like, yeah, sorry guys, like that. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, what, just come and talk to us, we'll stop painting, you know what I mean? You'd have to fucking call the police. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I couldn't stop her. And he was like, I'll run and stop her now. Like that. Yeah. And then he runs off after her. And I'm like, fuck's sake, as if he's going to stop her, you know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, pack up the paint. Let's
what
get
did
the
he look like,
out.
This geezer?
I can't remember, man. He looked like, you know, just your average white guy, man. I really can't remember what he looked like, man. But I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I was like, I'm not even going to bother even outlining this thing, man. And we all just left, man. But it was stupid to do that in the first place, to be honest, man. We probably could have got away with it because there wasn't that many people there. I think it might have been a weekday, you know, during the day or whatever. But anyway, Tom ended up painting this mad piece. I think he did a devise with like these dogs in the thing. I wish I had a flick of it, man. It was a crazy piece, man. His fills were insane. But like out of the ordinary, you know what I mean? And I just wanted to props him, man. Like, it's you know, it's sad to hear that he is gone.
Star, you know? Master General, man. I love the letters.
Yeah,
I love the letters, man.
I just want to say as well, You see how I tried to copy his piece there? I think I did a relatively good job of copying it, but
yeah,
I can see some big hits that I like. The D, look at his D, it's just got such a better style to it. My one, right, like that, just round along the top, and it's just like his one's kind
look of at both E's, bruv. Both E's,
both E's. His E's were too ill, man, but my one's like, you know, yeah, didn't quite catch him, man. I think the V is the only letter which I got right. Well, I didn't even get that right because his one curves a bit more. My one's a bit too straight. And the eyeball things are not all that. And the top of his S a bit longer. Anyway, I just wanted to point
out. All the device? You should run some device photos across the screen.
Mate, if I had
the,
some...
recorded YouTube thing.
Okay, maybe I can get that done. I'll see if I can.
I'm sure I got some, man.
I got loads, but I just didn't get them prepared for this episode, man. But I'll post some on the Instagram. I'll post.
And a wicked reach as well, device.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something, man. I remember thinking that when it was just... We're seeing this geezer's reaches when we were in school in the fucking top of the toilets and shit. You know what I mean?
Well, he went to my school. Yeah, he went to our school, man. I remember him from school, man. And he was weird.
I remember one reach in the hallway, man. Looked fucking mad, bro.
Mm.
And... what was I talking about? Him, the fucking the D-V-I-S-E.
Yeah.
Man, that was hard when he used to do that. Yeah.
And people used to just take so much more time into their tags back then as well.
But then again, he didn't because he was so fucking sick. It'd still be like that.
No, yeah. But I mean, as in they put a lot of more care into their tag styles, man. It was a lot more important than I think it is nowadays, man. Nowadays, it's just about getting up. Obviously, some people are still out there doing really cool hand styles, but back in the 90s, it was like you had to have a nice dubby style.
I think it was harder because you had to be fucking up to be, you know what I mean, to be talked about. But... you know what I mean? Usually you had mad style. If you were up in that level, it'd be mad style. And then towards the mid to late 2000s, it became like just getting anyone could just like fucking just nail it in any sort of style. And as long as you fucking battered it.
Yeah.
Which has always been the case. As long as you fucking battered it, but then you fucking batter it with not much style, but just cane it.
It was Tox. Like, it's Tox's fault, man. Tox. He just battered it. Because I remember when I first saw Tox about and people mentioning him, I was like, that's shit. Who's this toy? He's whack. Just the Tox, you know, the T-O-X. And then when he tried to do the dub.
Yeah. I remember the first couple of times. You're like, what the fuck is this?
But then
the next day, you're like,
Then you start seeing it more. And you're going all over London. You start seeing it more and more and more. And all the bottoms of every train on that little black bit at the bottom, there was always a Tox 02, Tox 03, Tox 04. And then like next year, Tox 05, Tox 06. And you're like, Jesus Christ, this kid is a machine. And you couldn't not respect the guy. You
but
know
mad
what I mean?
Heads like that, like Touch. I mean, Touch battered it, bro.
Yeah, but Touch had at least a bit of style to his thing.
No, but before any throw-ups and shit, when he was just fucking battering
when he was writing the N-word.
With like three or four different reaches, bro.
Yeah.
Can't even remember other ones that started with S. Can't even remember. There was like, was it Skens or something? There was Bearer in the beginning with S.
Yeah.
N, T.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Battered it. Pies battered it. And then people like Is It and Cut, when they were started seeing them about, they weren't like all that, but they just fucking battered it.
They battered it. And then they made it okay.
And then Cut's like, Cut's good.
And they kind of made it okay to not... I mean, of course, I'm generalizing
here. Really decent Cut bits now, bro.
Yeah, Cut, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Tox. And to a degree, I mean, no, maybe this is a bit controversial, 10 Foot to a certain degree. Obviously, he does have style and he does a thing, but he does most of his tags that I see. It's not about the style of the tag. It's about where it is and how many he fucking does everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Jay says throw-ups were a lot better back in the day as well, man.
Yeah.
That if you were doing a throw-up,
yo,
you had to make it... It had to have, like, properly... People came up with different ideas for ages, bro. Thinking, no, what's that?
Yeah.
Do you remember Cheat? Do you remember Cheat? He had a decent... He wrote Erase as well.
Oh, yeah.
And he had a sick EZ or ER, and that was decent, man.
Man, I have to
I remember thinking about his reach there. That was decent.
That's deep. All right, we're coming up to an hour. You know what? I've got a tune I wanted to play as well, if that's okay. And I chose this tune because of the music video. Yeah, I thought it was just a really clever video.
Let's watch the video then. Like,
real simple.
The video, like, get me.
It's but clever. Check it out. Here it is. Boom. Hopefully it plays.
No, self.
Just check the concept of this video.
Oh, you know how I feel about concepts, bruv.
Yeah, I know, but check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, do it. Just starting to rap in 97, 98 or something. Just living in Toronto. Diddy, I'm a little cocky, thinking I'll be really doing a couple years later. Like, I'll see you later. I
see the lyrics,
no worries at all. Toronto rappers didn't get the credit that they needed, had coming, couldn't see we had something, but brother, just a little crony trying to kick it like my favorite rapper's just a little phony. I was busy trying to go party, 10 years later I don't sound like, they said the state style sounded like him, and our own people hated it if we was down to bite him, and a lot of folks copied off the program.
If
you dope, then
you
got it. Like, don't get caught up in the hype.
This is clever how they put this thing
right around. I'm trying to find how much rap in that light.
Over the
starting to rap in 94, 95 or something. Just me and rap were messing around. Nothing serious, just curiously testing the ground. Been a fan for a minute, hadn't gotten in it. I would only document it from the sideline. Thought it was
yeah, my time, even so notice. I climbed
onto the stage. More freestyle than off of the page in those days. Pushed by a friend who brought in my horizon. Talk me into rhyming. He said, screw it, be a truant. If rapping is a passion that you have, then you pursue it. Stop me now, I got rocky style. Motivation for ovation and a cocky smile. Look, self became the name and the slogan. And Braun said, if you dope, then call it what you like, don't get caught up in the hype. Watch it. Right around, trying to find I was right up in that light. Just starting a rap in 91, 92 was something just a it all. And the protocol was starter hats and jackets. Why I started rap exactly like the hardest rappers packing. And the hardest part about it was the part that I was different. A white kid knowing heart's in the right place. I'ma meet the right people, put them under one roof and build with these other brothers coming up above you. Just starting the bus in 89, 90, local cat really. NCA before gentrified days. A backpack with a spray can. I enter the maze. Unseen, I'm just a tenant that blazed. Camouflage to the street. Just another Los Angeles day. They call them evidence. Just trying to get on but hesitant. Won't recognize him. Yeah. And still am. The people's champ. Beats the biz when these raps feed you.
Aight. So yeah, that's a Notes to Self track called Nobody. But in the music video, obviously it's just clips from lots of famous music videos from the early 90s. But the numbers have been superimposed with the mouth of the, you know what I mean? And so it looked like they were rapping
that is
the
good
lyrics.
Mix. Yeah,
it
was like that.
Such a simple idea. But when I saw that video, I was like, man, that's a fucking sick idea.
Take
man.
A long time though to...
Yeah.
Yeah, to find exactly. It all, man.
No,
decent, exactly. Man. It's nice.
And I love a good concept video, man. Like a bit of thought put into it. Don't just get into it like an estate with all your boys and some graph in the background going, yeah, man, what's up? Even like Sherg, his video, he just put a mad fisheye lens. He's in his bedroom chatting. You know, it was like, you know, it was enough to keep it entertaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's because it had style, man. As long as you got a bit of style.
Exactly. Yeah, it's true. If the tune is good, then it doesn't really matter what the music video looks like. But I just like it when people put a little bit of creativity, a little bit of thought into it, get a little original idea. You know what I mean?
His video, that Serge had that was a decent video as well, man.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, super budget.
Like a hip-hop vibe. You could tell he was about that music, though. You could just tell.
Exactly. Salute, man. All right, we'll do one more graph review. And then we'll call it a night.
And then you're wrapping it up. Man, I had better shit to say. You keep wrapping it up and tink.
Go on, then. Hit me.
No, that's it. It's all over now, bruv.
Shut up. No, hold on. Let me see. Okay, here we go. We got another one here to check out. Boom.
Let me bring up the screen.
And let us know in the chat if you're feeling this live vibe. Obviously, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're going to continue normally how we normally do the pod. But this week we all got caught short, so we didn't have time to get one done. So I thought, fuck it. Let's just, we can't go a week without doing it. We've gone 33 weeks, theme.
33 weeks.
Crazy. So here
Holy
we go.
Holy shit, bro.
This is the
Yo, what the fuck? Wait, what is that? Like a kind of fucking mirror flip. Why is that EFF?
Yeah, F-A.
What the?
F-A. E-F-F-E. Yeah, and this dude, whoever it was, I can't even remember.
That trips my eyes out a bit, bro, when I look at it.
They just literally sent me this photo. In the DMs with no message attached to it, no nothing, and just
Watch.
Like, so I just assumed it was for reviewing on the podcast, yeah. But it is absolutely, I mean, man, I don't want to be too harsh, man. Like, you know, props to FA, it's up, it's, you know, he done it. The E has at least a little bit of a style,
it's up.
But you know what I mean? It's really kind of dangly and it's, you know, it's got orange in the top and he tried to fade it into the yellow and then he tried to fade the yellow into a light blue, but it's just, nah, bruv, man. If you're going to do a three color fade.
Yeah, but do you remember doing fades like that?
Yeah.
Just no idea how to do it, bruv. You know what I mean? No one schooled you how to do it yet.
Look, J-Mo's saying that the two Fs are supposed to be the Fendi logo. I doubt it, man.
Yes,
I think
no,
he
blatantly.
Just...
Yeah, I knew it was something. Something's going on
you
there.
Think?
100%. Yeah.
Okay, because the E is like kind of the number three kind of E
no,
style
it,
thing that people do. And then the F is just a normal capital F, and then the second F is upside down and flipped. Yeah,
that's the Fendi thing, like that pattern that goes on all the jumpers. And
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Who was the writer who did the graph for Fendi? There was a Pref. You know that writer, P-R-E-F. He designed, I think it's Pref. Hopefully I'm not mistaken, but there's Pref who did the designs for Fendi. Look him up, man. Pref is a friend of mine, man. And he's a dope writer, but he does a weird style. I don't know if Theme would be feeling it, man. You know,
Pref.
Yeah. He's Pref. Like, he's one of them dudes like
fucking
Gary.
Pref.
He's like Gary.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a bit...
And then
Pref.
Boys. Yeah, Pref.
Pref. What did Pref? What
nah, he's a really cool dude. He's a really cool dude, and he's a dope painter as well. But yeah, he might not be everyone's cup of tea. You know what I mean? He does mad stuff. I can't be bothered to explain it. But this now back to FA here. Yeah, okay. He's tried to put a bit of style in both the E's. Yeah, but look on the F. The first F. It's got a shadow underneath the top bar, and then he gave up. Then he was like, "Low it." He's not put any more shadow. Maybe on the, maybe a little bit on the left of the E, but it is pretty terrible. I don't know if he mulched the wall black.
But you know, he's done it big. Yeah, he's taken up the whole thing. At least he's done that.
Yeah, he did it top to bottom. Yeah, that's a good.
That's the last thing. The E's give me joke. When I look at them, first they just try to put me off. But now I look at them, they just give me joke.
It's fucking hilarious, man. Pops to FA.
I don't know that.
Thank you for sending that in, guy. Muchos gracias.
No border, no shadow, no 3D, no nothing.
Oh, nothing.
No scheme, no outline done.
Oh, dude, he barely put reaches. An outline on it.
No, it's nada.
Nada. All right, let me just check the DMs. Maybe someone has sent us something to critique.
Let me slide in the DMs.
Nah, no one sent nothing.
Maddie's
Everyone's
got
being
bear yatties in the DMs, bruv. Pierre yats, like that bird who stank a piss the other night. Bruv, D-Bug's thing, yeah? I swear, bruv, I'm going to say that I swear to Allah. That's why I want you to know it's so true. You and me,
okay.
Or maybe, but just maybe
you.
It was me or my Jades. But you and me were talking to D-Bug, yeah? Where did we see D-Bug before? It wasn't Tease's thing. There was another thing. Or was it Tease's thing?
Nah, he wasn't. Oh,
before his art show started.
Yeah, we did see him.
We saw him, so, but, and I said, I swear to Allah, he said, when the, I'm going to have all these photos of Real Graf at the front of the shop, all trains, just all different trains. Sir.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
the way he was saying it, yeah, I mean, I've rows and rows and rows of trains. I think, right, yeah, that's going to be sitting. He goes, and I swear to God, he said, they're blatantly getting it racked, but it's all right to rack them. Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh, yeah.
And when I walked in, and I looked to the left, there's just bare photos of your childhood, like what you remember growing up and shit like that. Just fucking, and he's done bare trains, bruv.
Oh, man. Bare enough. I didn't realize as well. Like, I saw bare shit in there. I was like,
bare
oh,
trains,
shit.
Bruv.
Yeah.
Bare trains.
Them look worth.
They don't have photos like of everything. Man. You know what I mean?
No, of course not. Yeah.
And I nicked one, but I took it straight away. Yeah, I took the tents one, bruv, because I knew tents was coming.
Yeah.
The tents had done a train. I can't remember what it was. It's some mad train.
Big up tents yellow train every time, man. Maybe. I rate tents so heavily.
Yeah,
man.
Big up tents.
And a nice guy as team. Well. Yeah.
And I took it outside, and he's like, and I said, "Yeah, look, I've jacked the first one." I came clean and said, "Like, I've jacked it." He goes, "Yeah, they're not for actual, like, you know what I mean, jacking." And I said, "No, but you said, bro." You and he's like, he couldn't remember when he said it. Yeah, and I was saying, I swear to God, yeah, you said it.
Where the fuck would it have been? I can't.
And then tents comes back. Your tents comes back, and he's like, "What are you doing, nicking it, bruv?" I said, no, I'm nicking it because I like it. Yeah, it's good. He said, no, put it back. I want everyone to see it.
Yeah.
Put it back. Got like a fold in it and shit.
You know, now you reminded me. I
yeah, but at the end, it. I jacked it again, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I nicked two as well, man. I got
and,
two
and
upstairs.
And today it's cleaning the house here and I'm at work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's going, she goes, what the fuck are these photos?
Oh, shit. There it is. That's hilarious.
Oh, what's all this about? And I'm thinking, oh, shit. Brilliant.
Oh, man. That's hilarious, man. All right, brother, man. Yo, you know what we could do before we sign off? Unless you want to chat about anything, go for it.
Bruv, about chat about things, man. We got Pierre Sketz to see, bruv. You see me?
Yeah.
Billing off my faux blood. Like, you know what talking about, blood?
You know what we haven't done in a little while?
Bruv, the Father's Day presents I got, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go on.
Every time it's Mother's Day, yeah?
Yeah.
I get her, like, a fucking bottle of wine, because all she does is sit about and get pissed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talking about the baby mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I still, like, we've been together for years and years, always get her, like, a bottle of wine, but a decent, like, tenner. You know what I mean? Tenner.
Yeah, of course.
Not, like, £4.99 Londis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, little.
Always, bro. Because I know that she hammers wine, so she actually likes it. So I get a fucking something on Mother's Day. I get her something decent. Now call it from. Let's say that it's from the boys.
Yeah, standard.
Rare. Get them two cards. They have to fill it out. Rare. Always, yeah, something like that.
Of course.
Not something. Always booze like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last weekend, bro. I wake up, yeah, and the two boys or the boys are on this sofa, and they're like, I said, what day is it? On Sunday, yeah. What day is it? I'm making their fucking breakfast. They're like, yeah, it's Sunday. And I didn't say anything. Yeah, that was when we first woke up. Yeah. And then a bit later, like half an hour later, I'm like, yo, what day is it? And Andrea's here. She goes, yeah, what day is it? But she's being nicer. Yeah. She goes, guys, you know what day it is? What day is it? I'm like, what day is it? It's like Sunday. You know?
Yeah.
That's all they could say. Yeah.
Sunday.
I'm like, you little shits. Make their munch and that. And then...
Because you don't want to beg it, but still, you know what I mean? You want
but they don't give a shit. They've actually blatantly forgotten it. And their mum's given them stuff to come here when they stay on the weekend, blatantly. And I have to just fucking start finding it. So I'm going through all their bags and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what's this? And there's a card. There's a card, bruv. And a packet of jelly snakes, yeah?
Oh, no.
Bruv. And one other thing. But there's all she gets me, yeah, is a fucking packet of jelly snakes. And this year, she got me a toilet roll.
Shut up.
Toilet roll, and it says, Dad's shittest jokes on it.
No.
It's like £2.50 in a joke shop, something like that. Toilet what am I going to do with that, bruv? You know what I mean? Like, actually use it to wipe my ass. Bruv, let me show you it, bruv. It's ridiculous. It's like a joke thing.
I didn't believe you when you told me. You told me, oh, you know what I got for Father's Day? Some jelly snakes and toilet roll. I was like, no way, man. I thought you were fucking around.
And a card, yeah. A card that just says poo on it. That's it.
on the front, written in brown, like a dub. Like it's a fat bubble letter, just poo.
Yeah.
Because they're in that stage. They're in that stage where they think that's amazing. Do you know what I mean? They think it's so joking.
Oh, my God.
And they open the card, it's like, I hope you have a really poopies, happy Father's Day, and you know, all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And the fucking, and the fucking look.
Wait, oh, it's back to front, man. Dad's why didn't best, you change the
Dad's screen? Best shit jokes toilet roll. Fucking like actual toilet roll. I've opened it up, there's just a fucking bog roll inside.
So this is kind of to show you how much she loves your sense of humor.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. With, it's got actual jokes written on the fucking bog roll.
All right. Fucking hell.
And I said to the boys, bruv, if you do that again, yeah, I'm going to box you in your fucking mouth, bruv. You know what I mean? I will get my kids here and I will dash them out the window, bruv. Right under the car on the driveway, bruv. And then just reverse over, bruv. So next time, bruv, you got to respect your pops. I'm out here doing everything, bruv, this month. New haircuts, new shoes for both of them. Bruv, we've got two. They have to get new shoes all at the same time. It's not that there's an age gap and like one's like doing their shoes at a different... Man, everything's
no,
haircut.
They're twins. You can't be buying one of them one thing.
Flights to France, bruv. You know what I mean? When you go on a holiday, just me and Adele, I'm thinking, oh, bad, wicked, this is going to be... And then you think, shit, I've got kids. Yeah. Every time I still type it in, they're nine. You still have to go like, two kids. What's the age? 0 to 12. Yeah, one of those. Yeah, two of those. You know what I mean? You're thinking, fuck, I've got these fucking utes that I'm paying for.
Chiefs.
All this month, you get a fucking bottle.
Look, someone in the chat has sent us a sketch. Someone in this chat sent us a sketch to review. Kozop. Should we check it out quickly? Yeah? He said, gun me. He said, go for it. Gun me. It's all good. So, boom, let's check it out. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. There it is. Boom. Check it out. Posca it says Pozka, P-O-Z-K-A. It's on a British London Underground map. You know, one of the small little maps. It's got P is in green, then the O is in yellow, then green, then the K is in yellow, and then the A in green. I mean, yeah, it's toy, but it's not, you know... He's fucked up the 3D massively.
I just read Jay's message. Look at Jay's message.
Oh, shit. What did J-Mo write? My opinion. Oh, right.
His baby mother done in this hard one time as well.
Yeah.
One year she got him a set of cheesy ass Xmas lights for his beard. His beard.
Fucking hell, man. These women.
What are you supposed to do? Sit there and put them on, bruv? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, thanks.
I mean, that's part of the, you know, the fathers, they get the shitty end of the stick, man. You know what I mean? When it comes to these things, you know, you provide, you're there for them, you go through all this shit. And then when it comes to your day, it's the other day. You know what? The other day, we all painted a device thing on the Sunday, on Father's Day. We went back to Latimer Road. We all did a little thing. And my mate, come, I really want to be there. And I was like, come, man. He was like, no, it's Father's Day. They're cooking me dinner. I got to be there. And I'm like, it's your day, bruv. You should be able to do whatever you want, man. And he was like, no, I got to go. You know what I mean?
Where did you paint that?
No, the one I painted was in Latimer Road, but it was after work one day. On Sunday, we all met up again. Obviously, I was working.
Where's the one that you painted, bruv?
It's on Latimer Road, but on the opposite wall, on the little mini wall opposite the main wall that we paint.
Oh, that you used to not be able to paint there.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all good. Yeah. But yo, big up Pozka. No, for real, salute to Pozka. But yeah, you know, still a bit toy, but man, there's so much to nitpick about this thing. Should I even bother on this or what?
At least he's done something with it. I mean, it's toy, but at least he's done something with it.
No, of course. And most of the letters, you know, the lines are straight. You can see the lines are straight.
The shadow's on point.
The shadow is not on the O. It's huge. And on the Z, it's going the wrong
place. Fucking massive on the O, bro.
Yeah. And look at the Z, the thickness of the Z. And then the Z is going behind the O. But you see in the middle of the O, it disappears. The Z, it disappears when it goes behind the O. The P goes behind the O, but you still see it.
Oh, what you mean in the hollow point of the O? You should see the back of the Z.
Well, obviously, the Z, look how big it is. It's tucked in behind the O.
Yeah, but you would have seen that, bruv. That's because he's done the shadow too much on the O.
Nah, but the shadow is the shadow.
Yeah, but he should have done it that fat. That's why it's cut out the letter. Otherwise, I reckon he would have put it in if he hadn't.
No, I think he just got mad confused about where the shadow is supposed to go. Because look on the P that's linked with the O. There's no. No, he just didn't bother putting one on there. He just didn't realize where it goes, you know what I mean? But with practice, man, you'll work it out, man, you know what I mean? But I like the way you did the P, the O, the K, and the A. You simple, kept them like that, you know, and then that's the best way to learn and to get better, you know what I mean? Once you've mastered that, then you can start putting some style to it, start putting bits to it.
Once you start doing mad loads of straight letters, you can start putting extra shit on, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Really mastered the straight letters like that. And at least he's trying to do something, but it's, you know what I mean, you can't talk about his whack.
Yeah, exactly, man. Look, I got a message just now from my mate going, where's the podcast? How come there's no podcast? I'm like, bruv, go to YouTube.
We're doing
now.
The Blood Club podcast.
We're doing the podcast.
Arms House right in your mom's house is going live, bruv, and you're off. Where's the podcast?
YouTube right now and watch it live. But we're almost done now.
You're
anyway.
Going to hear that with me shouting in the background.
No, he can't hear you because you're only in my headphones, man, so don't watch that. What was I going to say? Listen, theme, one thing we haven't done here. No, big up Pozka, by the way. Big up, big up, big up. Let me get rid of this thing. There we go.
I'm loving my new reach in Hammersmith, bruv. That's a reach.
Bro. Is it still there? Has it been buffed? Is it still there?
Shut up, man. The mind's been buffed. You're always looking for it to be buffed.
No, I'm not looking for it to be buffed.
Yeah, we're not doing that area, but I might get buffed, mate. That reach will get buffed, mate. 100%, mate.
Listen, one thing we haven't done on the podcast for a while is the graph name word association game. And now we're doing it live. Maybe the people in the chat can get involved as well. Make sure you're scrubbed up so you're right at the end so you're... You're actually live with us now. You're not actually listening, lagging behind by a couple minutes. So get up there. Big up Lamppost has turned up in the chat. Big up Moxatron. Big up Sherg, all the crew them that have been in here right now. What do you think? We'll do a quick word association game and then we call it quits. What do you reckon?
You love calling it quits.
Yeah. Well, yo, we've gone over an hour now.
With bits.
Yeah.
You've really upset Akit, mate. She's never going to listen again, bruv.
Bruv, Akit, we love Akit here. Horrendous. I saw her over the weekend as well. Horrendous. She was. You know what? I'm going to put her on blast, man. She posted it on her Instagram anyway. She was doing workshops with the kids at a community thing down in Latimer Road last weekend. Her and Diet as well. So I'm throwing him under the bus with him. So because I'm doing workshops as well. So I was like, yeah, boy, workshop crew. It's for the kids, man. It's for the kids. Yeah.
Yeah, boy. Oh, that's when he bailed me. Yeah, when you were there.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, exactly. We chatted.
Yeah, man.
All right, theme. I need you to put on your phone 2 minute
what are you naming to
timer.
Do?
2 minute timer. Okay, we're going to do this word association game. I'm basically going to describe a word, and all these words are graffiti writers,
mainly from London. I might have a chance.
Yeah, yeah. These are all. I think all of them are from London, actually.
I reckon I'll get two.
Yeah, I'm going to describe the word without saying the word, and theme has to guess what the word is, and you guys in the chat can.
You got mallets, mallet.
Yes, exactly. Mallet.
Yeah, I love the way you think it's that mallet. And I think it's mallet.
All right. Once you've set the timer, give me a countdown to three and boom, we will begin. Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
All right. What's another word for a police officer?
Fed.
Yeah.
Rad.
Fed. That's good. All right. So when someone's really fat, you go, he ate all the
pies.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's that?
Come on, bruv.
What's that?
Pies.
What's that Nintendo computer game with the elf and he's got
Zelda.
A sword? Yeah.
Come on, bruv.
All right. What's 100%. Like another word for a shop? It's like an American word for a shop. It's like a place where you put stuff and you put stuff away there to like keep it there for a while. You put it in.
Postbox, bruv.
No. That's when you're posting a mail. When you want to put something away so you can stash it away for a little while, you put it in.
Bank.
No, not money. Stuff.
Safe.
Okay, forget it. Moving on.
Lock up.
When you're at work, you want to write a little note and you want everyone in the office to see it. So you write a
public note.
No, it's like
kite.
Like a little yellow post-it. You'd put a thing
stick,
on it.
Post note. Post it. Post it.
Yeah, but it begins with an M. Like, hey, did you get the
Memo.
Yeah, okay, cool. And it was Store, yeah. Merck got it right there.
Store, bro.
All right, so when you're like really educated, yeah, he's a what? He's a educated man. He's a gentleman and a
scholar.
Yeah. All right. So now another word for when you're doing cocaine or yeah, another word. It's like a Chinese.
Blow,
there's a beer. There's a Chinese beer called this as well.
Sing Tao.
You know, kind of almost there. Go on. All right, Chang beer. You heard
Chang, bro. I didn't know we were going old school, bro.
All right, when you get hurt, this what do you shout out? You go,
ouch.
Ouch, yeah. All right, what do you use your ears for? You use your ears to?
Ear, dude.
Yeah. All right, when you want to like really like big yourself up, yeah, and you're like gloating props about stuff, you're like, yeah.
Boast. That's the timer.
All right, who's the guy with the fangs who sucks? I will suck your blood.
Vamps, bro.
Yeah, vamp. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, what do you throw in the water if you want to like get some sharks to come over? Yeah, you throw something.
Bro, the timer's gone. I'm telling you, but we can continue. Yeah, I've said the timer's gone.
Okay, all right. So what do you... Okay, we'll continue. We'll continue. Yes, the people in the chat are getting it all right. So now, when I like... What do you throw in the water to like get sharks to come?
Chum.
Yeah, chum. Big up chum 101. All right, this is like a... It's a weight. Like we got stones, we got
kilo.
That's it, man.
Ref workshops.
Now, when you're watching a video, you can play it. You can rewind, pause. Yeah, big up. And the last one is when you're watching football and you want to know what the
score.
Yeah, score.
Big up, score, man.
Obviously, there's a bit of a delay, so the chat was a little bit late. But props to you guys for getting involved.
So how much Vamps is hammering it, bruv? Vamps, still killing it.
I remember when he was. I mean, didn't he get into a bit of shit about all that stuff? You know,
bruv,
I don't know.
Yeah, but since that's Mark ages ago, bruv, he's fucking goes in.
Yeah, man.
Like sure. Constantly touring, smashing yards.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm not surprised at all. The guy was a monster, you know what I mean? The guy
on proper missions, like proper decent missions.
Yeah.
Mate,
salute to Vamp. I remember bringing him up because I remember on the same day he got sentenced for his thing that was in the papers and everything, good few years ago, this is before the pandemic. On the same day, that guy Stuart Hall, the F1 Formula One presenter who got done for pedo shit like for like decades, he got 15 months, and then Vamp got 3 years, you know. And it was like, man, that was some crazy shit, man. But yo,
that's fucking ridiculous, lah.
It's fucking
ridiculous, lah. Oh, it's bro, true. This posh geezer today, yeah.
Yeah.
He's borrowing the keys to get his decorator in one of his yards. Yeah, just get in one of my yards. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we set up the keys for him to collect them like the day before, so he can go there because he's going there mad early with the decorator. He's going there at 8 o'clock. Yeah. He doesn't care about the people who live there. He's going. I'm getting it. Yeah, I'm going to take my parking bill. And, like, proper.
Yeah,
fucking sort of Mayfair, you know what I mean, geezer. And he's like, yeah. So we set up the keys. Right. The next day, we've got one of those answer machine services that answers it when you're like, no one's in the office. Like, this geezer's calling before 8. Yeah, fuming. Fucking going livid down the answer machine. Yeah, that I personally have given him the wrong keys. Yeah. And I'm thinking, what the fuck? So instantly I shit it. Think, nah, bruv, there's no way. I've not sent him to one of his fucking yards, yeah? With keys shit that he's actually come to collect himself. Right? This geezer's like, you know, ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Minted old geezer, yeah?
Yeah. You don't want to piss him off.
Yeah. But we're talking like ridiculous sort of Mayfair dough. Like just unfathomable dough, yeah? And he just gets everything his own way, yeah? But he's actually doing it himself because this one's his mum's yard, yeah?
Oh, wow.
And who's still alive? This geezer's well old, Jesus yeah. This bird, yeah. I've taken this bird, his mum, this bird. Yeah. I've taken this woman,
yeah.
To like to negotiate a contract with her in the pub next door.
Wow.
And she's like, do you want to? I'm like, yeah. Do you want me to take you there? I'll take you there for a glass of wine. She's like, yeah, boss.
So you
over
met
there.
His mum.
Yeah, his mum.
You
met
his mum.
I forgot. This
how
is another
is she
another bruv. That's what I'm saying. This geezer's
she
like,
must be frail.
Bruv, when you've got dough, yeah, you stay alive.
Yes, bruv, true. They keep you
let
alive.
Me tell you about the level of dough, yeah, she's got, yeah.
So I'm taking her, we're having a bit of joke. Like, she's quite joke. Like, I mean, my husband's dying. She's telling me all about it. Like, you know what I mean? She's like, fucking, that doesn't sound very joke, but she's telling me bad joke stuff.
But at that age, they're
she's mad.
Dying is mad jokes to them.
Yeah, doesn't give a shit. You know? Mad racist. Mad. Yeah. And I'm in this like outdoor bit of the pub on the main street. You know what I mean? It's a mad hot sunny day. There's bare heads there. Just don't get me any Chinese. Yeah, they absolutely stink. Straight away. Outside. And I'm like, oh my days. And I've got the bank. I'm just remembering bullet points now. Yeah. I've got the work bank card. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I was gonna get something non-alcoholic, like a water. I think I was getting sparkling water or some shit. We're having a fucking meeting about all of her shit. You know what I mean? All of her dough and shit. I'll have a sparkling water. She's like, Verve Clicquot, I mean, Andrew, nothing less. Like this. She knows I'm buying it with the company. Oh, right. I'm like, fuck
yeah,
it
yeah, yeah.
It's like 11:30 in the morning. It's maximum noon, yeah? Because I know what time I met her. And she's very, very, very. And I have to order her this fucking glass of champagne, yeah? And I'm sitting there having a water outside in the mad hot sun. And she's just saying all this fucking ridiculous shit, yeah? Mad loud, yeah?
About Chinese people.
No, just everyone, bruv! Because this is who she doesn't want to be dealing with. Yeah? I'm like, fuck
yeah, yeah.
I'm like, wondering whether to say, like, yo, we're outside.
Can't be like that.
You can't. But not wondering whether to say, yo, we're outside, or like, yo, you can't talk like that. But I know I'm old enough to know, like, you know what I mean? That's how people used to, her age, yeah.
At that age, it's one of them ones where you kind of just got to,
Bro, let me tell you how much dough she's got, yeah? So yeah, she's telling me, she calls her mum, who's obviously, is definitely dead, yeah? she's calling her mum. This woman's like 90-something, yeah? She's calling her mum, mummy. So mummy left me, all this shit. Like.
Mm.
So this geezer lives next door to her, yeah? I'm saying, where do you live now? Like, where do you actually live?
Yeah.
And she's telling me where she lives, yeah? Outside of London, like mad, like land and that, yeah? The geezer next to her, who's got mad land, but less land, wants to build a swimming pool in his garden, yeah? And he sends out one of those notes to all, like, the... It's not one of them mad posh areas.
Yeah, Kurt's
people wouldn't know because the land's so big. Yeah. Sends out notes to all, like, the surrounding, like, mileage or whatever. And this one bird gets so fuming, yeah, that she might see something.
Yeah.
She buys it off him, yeah?
No way.
But lets him live there, yeah? And then... fucking takes all the land that he wanted to like do with all of his land and just builds tennis courts on it. And now she's got like six tennis courts at this bird. She's like 90 something. She's got six tennis courts. She's
I'm like, whoa,
are you like playing tennis? She's like, no, darling, no. But he's absolutely not doing that to me. And I'm like, fucking, that is proper dough, bruv. Yeah, that is, you know how much dough
money.
That is?
They call it fuck you money.
Mummy has got my name carved into the mountain. Yeah, there's apparently some mountain in where's that tax? Where is it? Like Switzerland? I think it was Bear
Mountains in Switzerland. Yeah.
No, but something about tax and dough and rare. I can't. And her name is carved into these. Her family's names are carved into this mountain. Yeah? And underneath the mountain is their private bunker. If there's a
nuclear war.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
and I'm like, where do you live? And she's like, I live in like there in England, yeah. And I'm like, what? So if a nuclear bomb goes off by now we're taking the piss out of each other. You're gonna get on a plane, yeah, and go to Switzerland, yeah, while this nuclear blast has gone off, land and get to your bunker. You know what I mean? Fucking hell. Jesus that is Christ. Mad dough, bruv.
Like I said, that's fuck you money, man. That's what they call fuck you money, where you got that amount of
dough. Oh, yeah, yeah. And these two geezers, like... there's two geezers living in a house, yeah? The two gay geezers. Wearing a mad, like, what's it called? Like, cosmopolitan posh area. Mad amounts of different people there, yeah. And they're leaving early, rare, and it's like I have to sort out all.
What does she think? Oh, look, she's going off about Chinese people and all these people. What does she think about gay people? She's cool with.
So she goes to this.
Okay, yeah.
Well, why are they leaving early? You know this, and I'm like, well, I think they're like going their separate ways. Rare. I know everything. I've talked to them. I've got all the information. Rare. But I know she's gonna kill. But they're gay, Andrew, and I'm like, yeah, but. And aren't they supposed to be like really clean? And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Wow. Are they supposed to be doing good again? Like, be really thorough with contracts, these gays, like, out loud.
Yeah, man, yeah, like, she don't give a fuck, man.
Doesn't give a shit.
No.
Anyway, she sends her son there to get the fucking keys for this flat. Set it all up for him. Rare. He can't get in, yeah? And he's kicked off. Yeah, proper kicked off, yeah? Apparently, he was waiting outside, like, before I started. And I started, like, I get there, like, 8:30. You know what I mean? He's waiting outside. The door was locked. And I think he's proper furious, yeah? Jeez. So I'm looking around the keys, and I know I've given him the right keys. 100%. Because it's got like these different fobs on it. It's got all like this different mad shit on it.
All right.
To get into this is like you have to press the buzzer, like this gate opens, and you drive into parks. Mm. You know what I mean? It's that kind of place. Yeah.
Damn.
But it's like a private park. Yeah. And I go, and the two geezers are leaving early. Rare. I've got to sort it all out. And so I'm like, yo, I don't know what to say, but like the keys, they're definitely the keys. I had to phone him and just, yeah. He's going militant, this geezer. And I'm like, yeah. You know, without being a dick, like, you fucking, you're a mug.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Those keys are blatantly the keys. Yeah. Then I started realizing that I'd use those keys because I had to go and, you know, see this house before, rare.
Yeah.
And all these kind of units she's got and shit. I'm like, no, those were the keys I used. Yeah. Plus, they got this extra security thing on top of the fob that opens all the gates and shit, this other security thing fucking attached to it. And I'm like, yeah, there's definitely got that thing on it. That's definitely the keys. Yeah.
Mm.
This geezer was so fucking posh. Yeah? Yeah. He doesn't even know how to open the fucking door. Yeah, that's what I want to say to him, bruv. You're such a fucking slimy, wet little nonce. Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't even know, bruv. And he's not like he's 12 and like two nice, but the geezer's like fucking 55 or 60, some shit like that. And I'm like, bruv, yeah. I want to say to him, you're a dickhead, bruv. Like, you're a dickhead. But I have to say, listen, I reckon that the keys rare. And he's like, come and bloody prove it. And I'm like, fuck this geezer. I have to go and fucking drive down to this place.
Oh, man. You have to go all the way down there.
The car that I used to get there is a Tesla, yeah? I've left my fucking work mobile at home, yeah? Which opens the fucking Tesla and lets you drive it and rare. So I've left the appointment mad late thinking, sweet, it's about a 5-minute drive from here, yeah?
Yeah.
To where he wants to meet. And I'm like, fucking hell. And then I can't. And then I've realized I've left my mobile. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I have to get the train to fucking, can't tell you where to get the train there. Yeah, and do it fucking. I'm just like, fucking hell. So I'm late. Yeah. Now I'm fuming because I'm getting the train, paying for it and rare to meet this geezer. And I know the keys are going to work, bro.
Yeah, exactly. And
these keys that I've given him, yeah, he's tried them. Yeah. He's used the fob on the keys to open the gate, and guess what? The gate's fucking opened, yeah?
Yeah.
So they're 100% the fucking keys, yeah?
Yeah.
When you've driven up to the thing, then you've got to use a next fob, yeah? He's done this at like 7:30 in the morning and opened that door, yeah? And he still thinks they're the wrong keys, yeah? As soon as you walk in, you've got like 2 meters, like some area, and there's another door locked, yeah? There's two keys for this door, yeah? He's opened that door! So three things, yeah? And then you have to go up some stairs, rare. And then there's a next door, yeah. And he just couldn't open that door with the last.
And they're all on the
key.
Same. They're all on the same ring.
All on the same thing.
Exactly. So it's not like.
And he's going militant at me that they were the wrong keys. Militant, yeah. And
also, I can imagine
he's there. Usually, he'd have someone there representing him, rare.
Yeah.
And I want to say, bruv. So when I got that last key and I got to the door, I'm like, fucking watch this, bruv. I'm not going to open this because there's no way it's not the keys. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's that moment for like, it was like 2-3 minutes. I couldn't open the fucking door with this key. And then I opened it. Oh, I just want to kick myself for you. I'm like,
fuck
you know what I mean? Because I just want to kick myself for you. You know what I mean? I would be so angry with myself. I'm so sorry, old boy. Does what he needs to do. He's right. Thanks. Bye. And fucks off. The people driving away. And I'm just standing in this fucking place. Got the train there. It took me like however long. You know what I mean? He's
just to open
40
one
seconds
door.
To open this door. He went in and did what he wanted to do and then he fucked up.
I
had to fucking leave, lock it all up, do all these gates, get the fucking train home. Fucking
man, I could imagine as well him, like, you know, just trying once, maybe twice. No, out of his privileged life he's had his whole life.
And as soon as I put it in, the first time I put it in, I tried for 2 seconds. Yeah. See, it's not budging. Not bad. Yeah. I told you, yeah. Wooden bloody budge like this. And I'm like, fucking hell. Like, literally 2 seconds, bro.
Just try a little bit harder. Go that little extra mile. He ain't done that ever in his whole fucking life. He never had to, yeah, man. He just threw money at shit, man. He just throws money. I know people.
It's not even his. This one, his mum's money. Like, well, they've all got, like, mad, though. But
exactly, man. That's, like, money. Wealth. That's wealth. Man, that's joke, not even bro. Being rich. That's wealth.
Bro, I was in this fucking place. That costs 3 point something million, yeah. To them, it's minor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this place is nice, bruv. Like, it's mad nice.
Of course. Of course it is.
And I'm, you know. This the woman who lives there is chatting to these other people, yeah. And these other people are like, yeah, no, fabulous house, you know, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And I've said to them, yeah, the only rule that this person's got who lives there is take your shoes off.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. You can't view, you can't come and see this house. You know what I mean? It's not, it's exclusive. Do you know what I mean? It's not on, no one can see it online and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's there's millions of rules, Maddie, is what I'm saying. Millions. Course, yeah. You know what I mean?
Imagine.
And I said, the only one who has to take your shoes off, he just walks in, yeah? All in good time, old boy. All in good time. Like, just what? To this bird's house, yeah? Who's just us out call, to get a coffee.
Did he call you a chap?
Mad, young, hot, rich, like on it with her house, like everything's the nuts, you know what I mean? Yeah, clean, single,
feng shui is on
ridiculous,
point.
Like yard. All of her money's going on the yard. No kids, no, like ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just dusted out for a coffee, yeah? And this geezer just brings his whole family in. All in good time, old boy. And I'm like, no. And that's for the first time in my life, I nearly switched to like my normal voice.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're like, no. You're like, nah, you dickhead. You're like, no. Sorry, it's you know, you really have to do that. You're thinking, I know she's going to come back in 5 fucking seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just takes his shoes off, yeah, leaves them in the next room. So he doesn't leave his shoes like where all the shoes are. There's like all these areas and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. He just bowls through the place and leaves them in like the second room as you went there. So this bird comes home, just comes home, opens the front door, knows we're gonna be there, comes in, walks through the first room, and then just sees these shoes on the fucking floor. Yeah, this geezer walks straight up to Madam of the House. Yeah, I don't know, days. This woman's like 28 or something. Yeah, I mean, she's fucking ridiculously minted and shit. Doesn't need this geezer in her face. Yo, Madam of the House. He's like mad old school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Where's the boiler? Like, I don't know, what?
The boiler.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? It's like he's talking about like buying a normal house. Like, where's, and people like always ask that because they think they know where they're doing it. Mm. You show any cunt apart from a fucking plumber or some sparkies a boiler, yeah? Say, that's where the boiler is, bruv. Let me show you in the bed. Let me take you downstairs in the lift, go to the bed, and show, what are you going to do when you see that boiler, bruv?
Yeah.
Nothing. Anyway, they start chatting.
Mm.
And I hear the wife, yeah? Oh, no. God, no, it's not for us. It says, God, no, it's not for us. It's like a 3.7 something million, like, one bed.
This is for the help.
She goes, no, this is for Johnny, like Charlie or something.
Yeah.
And then I look at this geezer and I'm like, nah. Yeah. Geezer's like 18, fat, like little chubby geezer, curtains, like he's living in the 90s, like pink, crumpled Ralph Lauren shirt, like, you know, with his, he's got his initials on his actual fucking, you know, cuffs and stuff. And he's actually like Tim Nice, but dude, doesn't it? Bro, this geezer's turning on the lights. What do these do? Because they're not normal light switches and rare. Like, he's properly reminding me of like some sort of Prince Charles and he's a Ute kind of. I'm like, bro, this, what does this do? Like, looking at him and they're saying it's for him.
Oh,
and then when he, sometimes he can have friends round. Like, later.
Jesus.
This geezer is as thick as pig shit.
Yeah.
He's asking me what light switches are. He's like 18. He's doing nothing.
Yeah.
This geezer is doing nothing. Yeah. This geezer's so rich and dumb, he doesn't even know he's doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and exactly. They're buying in this yard in front of him. This geezer's like, not.
You see, doesn't
give a shit.
They think that because they have that surname, whatever their surname is, that's their job. They're like, yo, I'm from this family.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So when we come outside, yeah, when we go outside.
Yeah.
She goes, is it?
Oh, wait, theme,
where
theme.
Are we? Where theme. Are we? It starts asking me where we are, yeah. And then all of a sudden, something kicks off, yeah, and just mad feds come out of fucking everywhere.
I was about to say, we got a fed in the chat. Huh? We got a fed in the chat now. We got undercover in the chat.
He's in there, is he?
Hey, Cash. Yeah, boy. What's up, Cash? I just wanted to say salute.
Yeah, give
Cash.
The boiler a tap.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I fixed it, love. Done the man tap.
So what, you go outside and there's rads everywhere, what?
Go outside, yeah, and suddenly just something kicks off because this is like some mad rich area. If anyone's kind of alarm or anything like that goes off, like the whole place shuts down.
Yeah.
Come outside and she's like, so tell me, is it quite quiet? Yeah, and then suddenly just... woo, 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 woo. Everywhere, bruv.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Like screeching about, stopping, and I'm like...
Jesus.
Didn't even answer the question. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah. Mate,
it happened exactly when she said.
That's fucked up.
Because, you know, I'm John who's going to live here on his own. Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, well, you know what I mean? And she deliberately had her car wait outside. So none of the feds had, all the feds had to go round her and that and stuff like that, just so she could sit there and listen to how long the feds were going to be there. And all this kind of stuff. I was like, fuck, you know.
For fuck's sakes, man. But yo, Themos, man, I'm sorry. Listen, I have to call it quits there now, okay? Brother, I think
call it quits.
It's been a little bit successful. Sorry, I'm trying to work this out. There we go. I don't know. Whatever. I'm trying to get the theme music to play at the end. Yeah? Like this.
Mom's house. To your mom's house. What's the sing the theme music.
You see it? Can you hear it, yeah? All right, we're signing out now, party people. Big up, people.
Big up, Catch. Big up.
Oh, no, wait.
Nemo.
No, wait, hold on. I'm playing the wrong thing.
Arms house to your mum's house.
Oh, fuck.
I wish I was there when you filmed that, man.
What, the arms house to your mum's house?
Yeah. Someone said it's a bit, I can't remember if they said cheesy or a
it's
bit
super
calling,
cheesy.
But they like it or something. Man, it's the fucking best theme tune, yeah, of
it's
all
jokes.
Time.
It's jokes. Hold on.
It's so you as well when you're sitting at home doing your shoots and that.
I just put it together real quick, man. You know what I mean? I didn't fuck around. Right. You know what I'm trying?
What's the time? Back in the days.
Oh, why is that? There we go. Okay, that's it there. Now, all right. We're out, party people. Much love. Thanks for tuning in, man. We will be back to regular programming next week.
Every Wednesday.
If you
didn't
like,
let you down, still if, done a little ting ding 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 ding.
Yeah,
on the
exactly. We didn't want to let you down. You know what I mean? We just wanted to show some love every Wednesday. You know how we do. Big up Lamppost, No Submission. Big up Sheg. Big up JT. Big up JMO. Big up everybody, man. Thank you for the love. Please share, like,
big up,
and subscribe.
Big up.
All that.
What episode was that?
33
Shit,
weeks,
son.
Yo.
Shit, son.
All right. Big up, man. Peace. Theme, stay logged on. I'm a log out in a second. Let the tune
stay
play a little bit.
Stay logged on, man.
Ah.
Old school plastic cold teeth. Old school plastic cold teeth. Make rappers sound like some fanny hole teeth. Yeah, boy.
Wait, hold on. I can do
in Brazil, yeah? No, but in Brazil.
Yeah, I got a mad Brazil. Alright, peace, party people. Peace.
Arms house to your mum's, to your mum's house. To your mum's house.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?